The HEB Science Treehouse in San Antonio encourages school children to explore hands-on and feet-first. Want to learn how vibrations create sound?
Just bang it and clang it.
Gravity and counterbalance? Pedal the sky cycle 14 feet above ground. Broadcast the forecast in a simulated TV studio? Matt Morris and Kim Monroe of Lake Flato Architects of San Antonio worked on the Science Treehouse. It opened in 1997 at the Witte Museum Complex next to Brackenridge Park. Its four levels encompass 15,000 square feet, designed to look like 1.5 stories to match the scale of historic structures nearby. The building's arches and tile roofs echo the main Witte Museum. Metal, stone, and wood elements reflect the 1930s structures built by the Works Progress Administration in Brackenridge Park. Then, there's the fun part. Cupolas, spires, and crenellations. Walls of windows overlook the San Antonio River, which feeds outdoor exhibits. A gigantic prow extends from the roof 40 feet above the river. Its open grate walking surface dares the faint-hearted to look down. Design architect Matt Morris.
The building has a lot of whimsy to it, like a mad scientist's attic or a grandmother's old frame house. A lot of things came together in the design process that just oozed science and experimentation.
Inside, cloth air ducts puff or sag, illustrating how mechanical systems work. Outside, a fanciful wrought iron gate depicts spider webs, toads, flowers, and inchworms. In the porte cochere, metal snakes wrap around lighting fixtures and carved vegetation decorates archways. Gangplanks lead from the science treehouse to an actual two-story treehouse which overlooks the outdoor exhibits, the river, and the park. It was constructed of faux bois, concrete that looks like wood, by San Antonio artisan Carlos Cortez. Here, children gather for educational programs and to explore nature and their imagination.